This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. My name is Mercedes Torres. I am lucky enough to be partners in crime with Mr. Matt Terrio, the guy who created the Epic Real Estate Empire. And today I'm back in the studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, as you know, we just had a little bit of a big event called the Epic Intensive, and that's where we teach you step-by-step process on how to become a real estate investor. So I'm back to the office and I'm back to doing what I love, which is actually doing real estate and then educating you on creating financial freedom in your world. Now, as you know, I created Cashflow Savvy, our turnkey division, by accident. And I was doing real estate for myself. And as I started to grow, I began to understand that the average American lives paycheck to paycheck. Does that sound familiar? And it really hit home for me because, as you know, and I've shared before, I grew up really poor. Now, I didn't know I was poor because there was a lot of love in my home. But as time went on, I really recognized that the need of the American person really stemmed from the lack of understanding finances, cash, and cash flow. And they really just didn't understand how money can work for you rather than you having to work for your money with your job, with your 9-to-5 job. And so it just set me down a rabbit hole where I began to educate myself. And it became one of my missions to help educate my fellow American on creating financial freedom in your world, and whatever that means to you. So as Cashflow Savvy began to grow, I began to align myself with individuals that now help you with cash flow and creating your real estate portfolio so that you can create the legacy or the cash flow or pay for your kids' college education or pay for your daughter's wedding, you know, whatever cash flow means to you. So today I decided to invite to our show one of our providers from our Kansas City market, just so you can get a really good feel of why I choose to invest in Kansas City and why it is one of the top cash flowing markets in real estate. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest, who is the operator and owner of one of our turnkey divisions in Kansas City. She's been in real estate for 25 years, a longtime resident of Kansas City, mother of four, and runs an entire turnkey operation. So without further ado, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce Tam Hofhines from Kansas City. Tam, how are you today?
I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for having me on.
I only invite the best to speak on our podcast. So there you go.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, while I'm the owner here, I have an entire team behind me. It's not just me. And I couldn't start off by saying it's not a solo gig and I could never do it successfully or my family without everyone else around me.
Oh, I echo that. There's that old saying of Helen Keller, if you do things by yourself, you know, what can you accomplish if you compared it to what you can do with other people? So it is all about our team. I harp about it all the time that it doesn't matter how great your asset is, if you don't have a team to help you run that asset, it's pointless. I often have my students say, oh, I want the pretty houses. Well, if you can't get that pretty house to perform for you and you don't have that team to support you, we got a problem. So awesome. So welcome to the show, Tam. Rather than me just bantering about how great our turnkey relationship is, I really want to learn a little bit more about you. So tell the listeners about your journey into the world of real estate investing and how you became involved with your family and providing turnkey properties in Kansas City.
Yeah, so it was a great kind of full circle story. So started in property management and in real estate back in college. We were going to KU where I had my first kiddo. So started way back when, then went the corporate route. Like we were all kind of, you know, I was raised to do that. So went the corporate route, did that for a while, and then actually had pretty bad car accident, which was the best thing in the world that could have ever happened for me, because it taught me to kind of slow down, reconnect. And when I look back on what I was doing, realized, you know what? I was working a lot of hours. Instead of working a 9 to 5, I was working a 5 to 9, 5 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m. at night, plus all the weekends. And just really, it was a good time for me to sit back and like all the books that I had read for years about, you know, how to truly build wealth. And the people that, frankly, when I stopped and really thought about who I looked up to, I didn't look up to someone because of a paycheck or how big their house was. It was lifestyle. Like the people that could spend the time with their family and do the things they wanted to do and help others. So it was a great opportunity for me to kind of reevaluate, and had some other opportunities that came up that brought me back into this business full-time again and back directly into Kansas City. So it was just super fortunate to be back in here and doing something I'm passionate about that can help other people truly build wealth. And we get to build affordable housing for people here in Kansas City. So it, to me, it's just like a win on multiple levels.
Seriously. Let me just tap on what you said. You were in a really bad car accident and you took the good out of what I imagine wasn't beautiful at the time. I mean, you created a beautiful journey out of it, but just, I often hear that traumatic events just, they're so pivotal and it could go both ways. You can have a pity party, despite what that could be, or you can turn it around and it could be truly life-changing. So, I mean, kudos to you, Tam, that you took this opportunity where you really had to evaluate what life was all about and what it meant to you. So let me tap on something that you said, very interesting. You know, you had read all these books and you hadn't taken action. And what you found that was attractive to you was the lifestyle. So tell me, what happened that you read all these amazing books and you didn't take action? What was keeping you from taking action?
I think it was fear on multiple levels. Oh, I can't possibly do as well as them. I need more money. And oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if I have enough information. You know, like all of these things that just kept holding me back. And frankly, I think the biggest one is the fear that like, I won't succeed. It could work for other people, but it won't work for me. And so I think it was getting over that and saying, well, why can't it work? Okay, maybe I'll fail. And you know, at that point, you know, the great thing is I had hit, there was a lot of not great things that happened with it, but because it took some of these safety nets out of my way, I was like, well, you know what? Frankly, I don't get any worse. Let's just give it a go. Why not? Like, let's take this opportunity and this leap to be like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let me finally rip it off. I'm so glad I did. And now I can share that with my investors. Be like, I understand. I did that. And there's better ways to do it instead of having a 5-ton truck run into you. I'm going to try and help people learn from it in a different way.
For sure. That's huge. I can't tell you, Tam, how many people I speak to that have been following us for years that don't take action because they're afraid. And then when they finally take action, because we help them through the entire process, and they see the results in a very, very short time, usually less than a year, then they think, oh my God, what took me so long to do it? So thank you for sharing that story. This is why I asked you these questions. Then you mentioned, okay, the one thing that all of the authors that had in common was lifestyle. And of course, because of that, they were able to create wealth. So what was the lifestyle that you were aiming for that said, okay, I'm finally going to do this and I'm going to just jump in?
Being there for my family and my kids. You know, I did the corporate America thing for a lot of years and traveled a lot. I was in global customer service. And so I missed some amazing things with my kids. And I was done. I didn't want to do that. I don't want to miss out with my grandbabies on that opportunity. And I also wanted to be able to teach some of that to my kids. Like, not only how can I do that for myself, what can I do that would allow my kids, my other friends and family, that opportunity that I have chose not to do for a while? So how can I help other people get there and just be with the people that matter in life?
Yeah, got it. Okay, so you and I have talked before, so we're very familiar with one another, but you were not originally from Kansas City, but you came back to Kansas City and then you left and you lived and then you traveled quite a bit. So when you started doing real estate, I mean, you, like me, could pick anywhere in the United States to do real estate. Why did you decide on Kansas City?
So I had experience, had bought homes priced out of lots of other markets, right? So lived in California in several different places. You know, you can't do a turnkey model there, right? The price of real estate is crazy. Rents aren't keeping up. And it's just not a very landlord friendly. It's not a great place to do that.
You're talking to a girl that is from California. So yes, I know.
It's more expensive. And several of the other places that I've lived in were just really expensive. And so as I was looking back through those markets and that opportunity, Kansas City not only gave me the chance to come back to a place I love and that down home, your word is your bond type of environment, but it's so affordable. Like the average median price of a home here is in the mid 200s. And that's for like a retail house, not just kind of investment properties. And so the affordability here is just insane. We're in the top growing cities for the last several years, both from affordability and the overall growth. So we're growing in rental rates continue to go up year over year. And so you have this nice little boom appreciation in an investment house, though. We're in areas you're going to see some nice year over year appreciation, but we don't have that double digit and triple digit kind of growth in our market. Yeah. So that we're at this really nice little sweet spot here in Kansas City and have been for years that you can get affordability both in the price of the house and in rental prices.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about that. So you mentioned there isn't massive appreciation in Kansas City, but there's stability and there's growth. Tell me about the stability. Like, tell me a little bit about the job market of Kansas City that is very appealing to a lot of people from California are moving to Kansas City. let's talk a little bit about that.
So we have some great industry here, a lot of continuing to develop on Fortune 500 companies. We are the home of several different medical providers as well. So a lot of nice entry level, like in white collar, as well as the upper echelon, you know, and kind of that across the boards in industry. And then A lot of blue collar work. We're still very much the Midwest. And so you just have nice industry growth across the board. We're in the middle of the US. And so it is this central hub as well from like a trucking industry perspective, right? So just continual growth that is bringing that not only to the retail sector, but the rental sector. 46% of people here in Kansas City rent homes. And so we have a very active rental base that goes across that economic spectrum.
I mean, just that statement, 46% of Kansas City residents rent. That means that almost out of every two houses, almost one of them is a rental. The other one is owned by an owner-occupant. That's huge. And then there's something else to say about that, Tam, is that it's such a well-balanced market. There's a great balance of, like you said, the higher echelon and then the blue-collar worker. And just the meeting in the middle is a perfect recipe for stability. I often have those conversations with investors about, I'm not looking for that market that is going to appreciate 15% every year, because if you have that market, you will not have cash flow. But when it has highs, it also has huge lows, like California. So yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about just our turnkey product, what you and I are kind of known for. Give me an idea of what a turnkey product is as far as price point and rents. So we can talk about ROI, which at the end of the day is why many investors jump into real estate, is what return are they going to reap? So let's talk about that a bit.
So our biggest bucket that people come to Kansas City for is that affordability. So 160 to like the low 200s are where most of our investors end up landing. You're in B neighborhoods. That's going to be B minus up to B plus. But those tend to be kind of the sweet spot. And so you have rents that are about $1,600 to $1,800 with those properties. We do get some of the AA minus properties that you're going to be in the $200 to $250 plus range, and rents are going to go up to like $2,400. But what I find over and over, to your point, like, oh, I want the pretty house. I want the super nice neighborhood. Great. I have that option. The return goes down a little bit on that property. And so then people are like, well, I mean, I guess I'm not living there. And so that mind shift of, it's not the house I'm going to live in. Is it going to be the house that you would want to be? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But you're not buying this house for you to live in. You're buying this house to rent, and it's an asset. And so what I call my steady Eddie, solid properties, those B, B minus, those what tend to be the most popular for our investors here.
Well, and the reality is that 46% of the people that live in Kansas City are looking for that steady Eddie property that they could afford. Right. And that's comfortable and safe and nice. And let me just say, your guys' rehabs are phenomenal. So like, it's the best of all worlds with that product, because you not only have the need of 46% of the residents needing it, but also wanting that product that they could afford and also want it to be nice. So let's talk about, in terms of like, return and management. So we talked about the return. A property that ranges between $160,000 to $200,000 rents between $1,600 to $1,800. So if you're coming in with only a 20% down payment and the rate is, call it a 6.5%, my quick and dirty math are bringing the ROI between 6 and 8.5%. That's cash on cash return. Is that about what you're seeing? Because I just did quick math, Tam.
Yep, absolutely. And obviously, you know, you're down, interest rates, all of that are going to affect it. But yeah, we're seeing that year over year. Obviously, when rates go down, those numbers go up and get even more attractive. But yes, that would be about where your investors are going to land.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. I mean, I myself jump on those numbers because at the end of the day, let's just say we jump in at a 7% cash on cash return. Next year, when rates go up, your interest rate stays the same, not rates, rents. So when rents go up, your interest rate remains the same because I'm a stickler at a 30-year fix, like all of my clients get 30-year fixes. So your ROI inevitably next year goes up, and then we factor return on equity because Kansas City is a very stable market, but it does increase every year. So from the time that you purchase it, most of the time, your ROI keeps going up and up and up. Awesome. Okay, so we talked about a team. You talked about how miraculous your team is. Mine is just as amazing. Tell me about your management team, which is what I harp on all the time. I actually just did a podcast interview. Gosh, I don't remember who I did it with, but we were talking about the times that I've lost money in real estate. And Tam, hands down, it has been in two places. Number one, contractors, because I wasn't on them as I should have been. And number two, property management. So let's talk about the property manage component that, in my humble opinion, is the most important element of our turnkey operation. Tell me about your property management team and how you maneuver that.
So we started the property management company specifically because our own properties weren't getting managed very well. You know, I own my own investment property, same with my partners. Those weren't going well. And my investors' experience with other property management teams were not going well. And I was spending more time managing other property managers and helping my owners. And the area that became the biggest downfall for us, and it's where we started, it's where, as a business, you know, we really started as a rehab construction team, you know, just providing the houses. But that was actually where my clients were getting hit the most often. So we had already, from an internal perspective, we really focus on the rehab. Frankly, I probably over rehab most of my properties because we go in. I know.
But they're beautiful and I'm not complaining. But yes, we do over rehab your properties. They're stunning, but then you never get complaints from your tenants. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what? And so it's part of what we learned from our other, where they were having problems, right? So if we go in and we really try and do, we're not going to get everything because it's a rehab. Right. And you're going to have maintenance at some point in time. I'm not saying our properties are perfect because, you know, run away screaming because that person's lying to you. But we're going to go in and update the electrical and the plumbing. The HVAC system's new. Most of our properties end up with a new roof. So we're doing all the things when we have it torn apart that needs to happen to make it a long-term good investment, along with the pretty. you know, the granite countertops and the stainless steel appliances. But where that helps us is on the property management side. When a maintenance bill comes up or something happens on a property, I have A, my own crews that I can send back out to do the property that I know are skilled and are always going to give me a good, fair price.
Yeah.
Or if another vendor goes out, I have enough of a knowledge base because of my background that when you send me a bill for a water heater and you tell me I need a new one, you better quote me the right price and my owner the right price, because I know what it costs to put in a new water heater. Okay, I need help, but I put in a new water heater. Like, yeah. I know what that is. And so that's where my investors were having the most problems. They were getting these insane quotes from other property managers. And it wasn't because they were bad property managers. It's because they didn't know. They didn't have an expertise to push back. Yeah. And that's where I think we make the biggest difference to our investors is, I'm an investor, I know. And if someone's given us a high price, I guarantee I've already made 3 phone calls before I called you that, yes, I'm sorry, this is really what the number is, but here's why.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you've hit the nail on the head, Tam. There's a huge difference when there's a property manager that isn't a real estate investor versus the property manager that has their own investments. So now the teams that I choose across the country, you have to be a real estate investor yourself in order to run the property management company, because unless you have like read that rent ready that is $20,000 when it really should be $8,000, like it hits home on such a level that it is one of the number one requirements of cash flow savvy is my property managers have to be real estate investors themselves and have to have their own properties as part of their investment portfolio. Hands down, like I won't even work with them anymore. You've touched that point that I hope is driven home to the turnkey buyer or to the average investor that understands you have to work with someone that truly understands what it is to be a real estate investor themselves. And you know, you also tapped on your properties aren't perfect. And for the most part, every turnkey property is a property that was purchased with the intent to be a rental. So it is not a brand new home. It was previously owned and it's probably been a structure for the last 40 years. So inevitably, we may have to replace the roof and we're going to have to replace the water heater or the HVAC. I think your rule of thumb is you replace anything that has less than 5 years of life left. Is that accurate, Tam?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And most of the time in our properties, your mechanicals are going to be all new. Your water heater, your furnace, your AC. Every once in a while, to your point, we luck out and we have a property and it's new and it's in good shape. So we'll leave it in there. But usually that's going to be all new. And I'd say 50 to 60% of the time, we're putting on a new roof.
Yeah.
So if we're not confident in that age and or the condition, then we're going to just knock that one out now. Although it's in the Midwest. So frankly, if you don't have a new roof right away, we're going to just pray for hail. I just hit my own personal house. And so I don't need a whole new roof, but they're doing a partial replacement on my house next week. So if you don't have a new roof to start off with, just make sure you have hail damage coverage in your insurance and it'll come. Don't worry about it.
That is hilarious. Tell me a little bit more about that, because us Californians don't understand what hail does to a roof.
Yeah. So when a true hailstorm comes through, it divots the top of the roof and then impacts the structural integrity of that to let water in. And so sometimes you can actually have a hailstorm and your roof will still be fine for years to come, but it is a coverage that's available on most insurance policies. So if it'll come through, actually the storm chasers will come through and tell us when it hits specific pockets and neighborhoods. And like I said, it's the cheapest way to get a new roof. My owners usually come out ahead on those roofs. It's that. And then I actually have a water sewer line, like supplemental program that I found. Again, same thing happened at my own house. I had a really pricey. And then I found this policy after. But another one that is, I think, your biggest headache as a homeowner that I highly encourage people to add on for that just in case scenario.
I actually didn't know about that, Tam, until you shared that with me. And it's because we had a situation with another client. And I was like, oh my gosh, first of all, where I have some homes, that's not even a hail, for example, is not even an issue. But plumbing and water is an issue everywhere. So that was just a great share. So Thank you for sharing that. And for our listeners that are listening, I'll be happy to include that in the notes so that you can access that if you need it.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Stop spending countless hours on busy work and focus on growing your real estate business and maximizing your return. Baselane is a comprehensive property management platform that caters to the needs of landlords and real estate investors by offering a suite of financial tools designed to simplify the management of rental properties. The platform provides features like dedicated banking services, automated bookkeeping, rent collection, and insightful analytics to help landlords manage their properties more efficiently. With Baselane, users can streamline their rental property finances, automate various administrative tasks, and gain valuable insight to make informed decisions about their investment.
Head over to baselane.com/match and sign up today for a free chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. Sign up for free, no monthly fees. That's baselane.com/match.
baselane.com/match. That's baselane.com/MATT.
Hope is not a financial strategy. Let's get back to work.
So that's a perfect segue into like mitigating risks for investors in Kansas City. Hail is one that you tapped on. What is another way that investors should caution on with a Kansas City property?
I do like that sewer line coverage. We have a lot of big trees here, a lot of roots in the tree system. And that is a no man's land between the outside of your house and where that city line picks up. So this is something I encourage investors to add on for that no man's land piece.
Yeah,
we certainly can get tornadoes here. It's not super common. Big storms, the wind and the hail are probably, honestly and truly, our biggest issue. Those would be the biggest. And then to your point, just general plumbing mishaps that would happen. You know, it's the Midwest, so we can get some cold weather. So from a property management team, when it comes into the winter, we are really big on property inspections, making sure, especially for those vacant properties, that we're in there, we're checking them, the heat's on, to help mitigate any frozen pipe issues. Because obviously, in the winter time, you have a couple of weeks a year that's a big deal. We've had the last 5 winters have been super mild, but it happens.
What exactly is a super mild winter? Because for me, winter is anything below 60 degrees. So what is your definition of a super mild winter?
So I only shoveled my driveway twice this year, and the snow just didn't stick very much. So we probably only had a couple of weeks where we had actual snow on the ground. We've probably had more rain, and we kind of escaped any ice storms this year. So
it's okay. Well, that's a mellow winter. I love it. Awesome. Okay. So looking into the future, what trends or development do you foresee in Kansas City as the market just continues to blossom?
Well, I think the Chiefs are going to continue to win the Super Bowl. So,
Mr. Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. So how could that not continue to be the trend?
Right. So, I mean, we're going to continue to see Swiftie sightings. So, I mean, two huge, I mean, I don't know if you need to talk about anything else. We're still growing at one of the fastest paces in the U.S. And so, I mean, I guess there's good business stuff happening. But no, seriously, you know, a lot of business growth and opportunity with major companies like Google and Amazon. Like I said, a lot of different medical providers growing here. We have a lot of schools that are based around that. So like the nursing community is really big here in town.
Yeah.
So just that overall growth. And then I think part of what draws people here and what's bringing them back are the people. Like people come here every time I have investors come to town, which I absolutely love. Everyone is so nice. I can't believe how nice everyone is. And while there's amazing thing happening in business, I think it's happening because the people are just still down to earth, good people.
Yep, that is true. I can absolutely attest to that. So share a success story of an investor, you know, who found success with your amazing Kansas City properties.
I'm going to kind of probably merge their stories a little bit. I have 2 investors that started out around the same time, came on board like, okay, I just want to do one house. I want to test it out. But over the last several years, I've watched both of them grow their portfolio One of them has brought on some additional family members that's investing in property. So he partnered with his son to get his son into a house. He helped his mom and his sister get some properties. He's grown his portfolio, which to me, especially when people are going to bring on other people that they know and love, to me, that's the greatest compliment that we're doing the right thing and we're doing it in the right way. And so watching him grow his portfolio, another investor, same thing, he started with one property. He's up to over 10 right now. And both he, I think, tapped into other funds and then brought some other people in to like invest with him and kind of partner with him. So he's kind of helping them on their journey. And so to me, that's what makes me so happy, is just to watch my investor succeed and grow. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I totally get that. There's nothing more gratifying and satisfying to see someone take your baby because, you know, Cashflow Savvy is my baby, and just kind of educating them and then having them blossom. And I think what's more impactful for me is, I mean, I have countless clients that it's become a generational thing, but not only generational. Like, I have one client that has worked for a customer service company, and he has about 45 customer service reps. Well, I've sold properties to about 22 of his staff members. It's like become like wildfire. And so they all own properties like within the same areas and neighborhoods across a couple markets. But it's that one person saw another person see what that did for them. And then they shared it with their family. And so it's a beautiful journey. So Tam, I'm so glad that we have that in common. Let's talk about, a lot of people don't take the first step because they're fearful, just like, you know, you didn't take your first step before your accident. What would you say to that individual that's like, I know I need to invest in real estate out of state, but I'm terrified? What would Tam say to them?
So I think leaning into groups like yours, like, so with Cashflow Savvy, you've set up a system and a process, you've vetted people to help take some of that scary out and add some safety net. I think one thing that investors don't always realize the value that your firm brings is, frankly, yes, you're coming in and only buying one house, but from my perspective, no buyer is just one property, because it's the entire relationship, right? And so whether people realize it or not, they have a pretty strong team standing behind them going, you better, because I know it's not just one house for one investor. It's that overall experience. And so I make sure that I lean in and that we're always doing the right thing for everyone, because that's just the way to do it and keep the business growing.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer. But I will say to you, everyone, and I will say everyone says, I only want to do one property. And before I know it, my average client buys 3.5 properties a year. Don't ask me to explain the 0.5. That's what my accounting team said. But on average, it's 3 properties a year. And just think about that, Tam. In 5 years, that's 15 properties. And in theory, if you do the math and you hold 15 properties for 10 years, that could potentially be your retirement. And I cannot preach that enough. Like, the good old 401k and the IRAs that you have with your employer is not going to cut it being your retirement. So do something, people. If it's not real estate, find another vehicle that's going to create what real estate can do, but it's not going to be that 401k, the IRA. It's mathematically impossible. So, but fear is a huge element that holds people back. Awesome. Okay. So what else do I get on my soapbox and then I just go on a tangent. That's when the Puerto Rican in me just like spews out, because I'm just so passionate about, we don't talk about this enough. And there is so much inventory product out there that could be bought up. Now there's a shortage in real estate as we speak, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but just do something that's not your paycheck to paycheck, or you're contributing to your 401k. So the last thing I want to talk about, Tam, is just inventory in itself. I know that we are in a very unique time. I mean, we just experienced a pandemic, which in most of our lifetimes, it has never happened in our lifetime. So that was new to us and the world. And then there was getting out of the pandemic, and now we're in an election year. And I know that it's affected real estate. How has the world affected Kansas City?
So one of the great things about being here in this little steady Eddie market, so we see nice appreciation year over year. We don't feel some of the same peaks and valleys. So I miss my mountains. I love being around the mountains. I don't miss them in a real estate market. So we see nice appreciation, but the houses that people bought a year ago, they're about the same cost this year. And so that's actually, even though all these other things are going on, you know, the pandemic, all of that other stuff, anytime we've seen these happen, we just see a little bit of a roller coaster, a little bit up, a little bit down, but our market stays fairly consistent. We continue to have inventory that's available. We're picky about what we can get. And obviously, there's times when, yes, I can get a much better deal on inventory at certain times of year or depending on some of the other things going on in the world. Yeah. But we continue to see regular inventory that we can pick up good, solid properties at a rate of return that'll continue to produce for our clients.
Yep, I see that. I experience that. I feel that. It's awesome. Awesome. Okay, party words, Tam. What would you say to that individual that's like, turnkey, is it for me? Is it not for me? What would you tell that person?
So to me, it's the greatest wealth vehicle, I believe, on the planet. It's why I'm doing it. I believe in it passionately. And the thing I like about real estate and the processes we've set up here is you have a floor. When you invest in the stock market, and some of there's not a floor for your investment. It can go all the way down to zero. But here, we've set up the right team and processes. We go in, we do a full rehab on the property. We've done everything we can to make sure that that property is solid from a structural perspective and is pretty. That's going to bring you top dollar on that appraisal. It's going to bring in the top rental rate. We have a world-class team behind us on both the rehab side and the property management side who are all doing this because they want to help people. And we would love to be part of that team for anyone and really help grow their investment so they can spend time with their family and loved ones.
So well said. So having said that, Tam, I can only thank you tremendously with all my heart. On behalf of Cashflow Savvy and Epic Real Estate, we are so thrilled just to have you on board to provide like amazing product to my clients. Rather than having you share your information, because I know that they will bombard you, I will include your information in our show notes. But if you want more information on how to work with Cashflow Savvy and Tam, all you have to do is reach out to us, cashflowsavvy.com. Inquire with it or on the actual form, there's a contact form you can inquire within. On the contact form, reach out to our office, go to our website. We will absolutely connect with you. Believe it or not, you can actually speak with us. You know, you will have to schedule an appointment, but we can absolutely have a conversation of what's going to help you grow your portfolio and maximize your returns. So, Tam, thank you so much for your time, your insight, your knowledge, and really just sharing so much of you with us. I thank you so much for having you on our podcast. I thank you for your time. And I just want to ask, can I bring you back as a guest just to tell us the ups and downs of the Kansas City market as we continue to grow?
Absolutely. I'm happy to come back and talk to you anytime. Feels like I'm always just talking to an old friend anytime we're together. So
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being a part of the Cashflow Savvy and Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Thanks to Tam, our magnificent guest. If you need any additional information, please go to cashflowsavvy.com. That's savvy with two V's. Hit the contact us and you can reach out to us directly. We will be more than happy to answer any question and guide you on your journey. And if you want more details on the Kansas City market, download the Investor's Guide to Passive Income. It has all of the details of our product, of Tam's amazing properties, and all of the numbers, which at the end of the day is why you're doing real estate. So thank you for joining us. And until then, on our next episode of Epic Real Estate Investing, where cash flow is queen.
Stop spending countless hours on busy work and focus on growing your real estate business and maximizing your return. Baselane is a comprehensive property management platform that caters to the needs of landlords and real estate investors by offering a suite of financial tools designed to simplify the management of rental properties. The platform provides features like dedicated banking services, automated bookkeeping, rent collection, and insightful analytics to help landlords manage their properties more efficiently. With Baselane, users can streamline their rental property finances, automate various administrative tasks, and gain valuable insight to make informed decisions about their investment.
Head over to baselane.com/match and sign up today for a free chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card.
Sign up for free, no monthly fees. That's baselane.com/match. baselane.com/match. That's baselane.com/MATT.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.